Thanks to God, we were able to get a lot of fruit and vegetables and some grain, and we put them away. And we have not been eating that yet. We have been eating what we can the year before. So thank God for that. Well, I don't want to take my time for counting. I just want you to pay attention to some pitfalls that we or you might find in country property. Things that you think that you need to be aware of when you go out there to find your country property. And I want to show you two books that they are very helpful. Number one, how to find your ideal country property. By the way, there is no ideal country property. There are good country properties. The only country property that I know that is ideal is in heaven. Yeah. And that's where I'm going, by the grace of God. And I hope you have good hope. And there's another one that is entitled Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And it deals with Canada, so things that you need to be aware of when you go out to find your country property. Let's look at some of them. We're going to be talking about the basic needs. You know them very well. One, we live in a navy shelter. It's nice to have a roof over your head every now and then, especially at night when it's raining. So you need to have a house. And you can have a sick home. That's the most expensive one, by the way. Or you might have a manufactured home, not as expensive. And they are one way nowadays. Yeah. You might have a trailer, or you might have a tent. It's up to you. Once again, you need water. Not just for drinking, and for cooking, and for baths and showers. Also for a garden. And it takes water to get a garden growing, especially in the summertime when it's dry. So you need to keep that in mind when you're going to go out and look for a property out in the country. Make sure that it has plenty of water and probably a well that is producing 7 to 10 gallons a minute will be enough for you. Okay? Land. For what? For a garden space. Let me tell you, you might not believe it, but it's time that we go back to the land. And it's time that we begin to grow again food. When the children were growing up, I asked them one time, where do we get fruit or food? And they said, in the supermarket. That's not the place where you grow food. That's for yourself. So we need to grow food once again and also to have wooded land. When you can have wood for fire, for heating, or cooking, privacy, and so forth. Also food. Things to avoid, a large city. And what is a large city nowadays, according to the Department of Housing? Any city that is over, what? 100,000 people in it. By the way, this is one of them. What you are missing in the city? Number one, safety. Safety. Believe it or not, the city has become a place very dangerous. Let me tell you, I'd rather face a moose, a bear, than many people here in the city. We have a lot of wicked people here, unfortunately, to say. Number two, privacy. People in the city have no idea the value of privacy. Everybody is keeping an eye on you one way or another. And everybody nowadays can report you for whatever reason, even for suspicious, quote-unquote, reasons. There is no privacy whatsoever in places like this. Then, in the country, you have fewer regulations. Also, you have lower prices for houses or property. And also, you usually have lower property taxes as well. Safety. Let's see some things about safety. This is something that you need to keep in mind, and it's very important. You need to look for a place where there is a low population density. No more than 100 people per square mile. You want to know the average chimile? It's 1,600 people for 1 square mile. So a lot of people in a small place. It's not good. Sooner or later, there will be trouble. So that's why you need to look for a state. California, for example, is 211 people per square mile. It's a highly populated place. And then when you go to the county, a county that has no more than 50 people per square mile in that county. If you don't follow these guidelines, eventually, the place you're moving to is going to be a city. Keep that in mind as you look for country property. Crime. Here we have minor crime, which is theft and robbery and vandalism and etc. No more than 5,000 minor crimes for 100,000 people. That tells you that the crime rate is low. Now we're going to violent crime, like murder, rape, assault. No more than 500 violent crimes for 100,000 people. Then we have the issue of terrorism, whether it's nuclear, biological, chemical. And it could happen anytime. I mean, the terrorists are not looking for a place up in the mountains to do something there. There are too few people. They want to get the more for the money, you know what I mean? So they look for highly dense places where there are a lot of people so they can get really a lot for the money. Then you have social unrest, strikes, riots, etc. Then places that are dangerous and it's good for you to keep away from, like military bases. I don't know why. It's a target for terrorists. But some people want to go there. Casinos. That's a place not to be in to begin with. But also a place of work, because eventually you're going to lose your privacy. There will be crime and morality and whatever is going on in those places as well. Then landfills. Radioactive sites. Nuclear waste sites. And low land. Why? Because of flooding. Also make sure that there is nothing there that is on the endangered list of animals. For example, some time ago it was found in some places in California that a little rodent called kangaroo rat was found. You know what happened to the body of that property? Came to nothing. You cannot build on it, you cannot do anything with it, then therefore you cannot sell it. Nobody wants it, not even the owner. However, they have it. They have to pay property taxes on it. So make sure of that. What else? Let's continue moving forward. Privacy. How far to the large city? At least 1 hour away by driving. Most of the people here in California drive about 8 miles an hour. You have an idea now. Actually, if you drive from here an hour, either way, you're still in the city. So I'm talking about the border of the city, not the downtown area.
Yes.
An hour of traffic, there you go. So how much land to get? This is what I like. So I'm sharing my idea with you. I ideally 10 acres. Why? Because you need a house eventually. Also you need a good sized garden. You need an orchard, a septic tank, believe it or not, a well, and trees for firewood and privacy. And on that property, at least 5 acres should be wooded land. Well, when you have fewer regulations, you have less control. And more
Stephen. Let me tell you this, not all the saints are created equal. I don't know if you follow what I'm trying to say. There are more freedom in some places than others in this country. And the more people you have, the more control you have, because you have more laws and more regulation. Fewer people, less control, less regulation, and a lot more freedom. Then you have the issue with building permits. And then you have the building code to follow, and zoning as well. Then lower prices for your property. The farther into the country and the farther away from the city, usually the prices are lower. Okay? Then once again you see that you have lower property taxes. The weather, let's talk a little bit about the weather. Not too hot, not too cold. Then you want to find out how much rain or snow falls, especially if you have a well. If there's no snow, probably your well will run dry in the summer. Unless you have a real well that goes all the way into the aquifer. That's something that you need to keep in mind, the growing season as well. How long is the growing season? Because that is food. And you need some of that eventually. Then the water well and southern exposure. That's where you get more sun. So you can grow more food. Percolation. You know what that is?
Yeah.
You didn't know about that word until you moved to the country. It is the ability or inability of the soil to absorb water. And if you're going to have a septic tank, and you have to have one, by the way, then you have the soil around your house. You have to have a percolation test. And if it doesn't pass, guess what? You don't get a permit for a septic tank. So you cannot build the house. So make sure that the test is done before you buy the property. And if the owner says, I have it with me, make sure you see it. Don't take the word for it. I'm not saying they're lying to you, but they might be lying to you. Make sure you see it and it's official. Or you can go to the county and they usually have a copy of it and you see it that it's real, it's good. So you can get your permit for your second tank and eventually to build a house. And I'm coming to the end. Easement. That's the right way to a property. Let's say you're buying a property and there are two more houses down the road. Most likely, to get to that property, they're going to come through your property, and they have to have an easement. That's the legal right to come through your property to get to their property. So you need to know about all of this before you go out and buy property somewhere in the country.
Thank you.
So I hope that as you begin to look for places, and as you go out, you keep your eyes open. And as David was saying, the secret weapon is prayer. God knows that place before you get there. I mean, he knows it so well that he made it. And he has been in real estate business for eternity. So we need to pray and ask for guidance, and then get as much information as we can to be wise. And ask questions, all kinds of questions. They are not stupid questions anymore. The more you know, the better will be for you as you make a decision to buy a piece of land somewhere in the country. May God help you. May you find your place as soon as possible. And I hope that if you ever come back, we don't see you here anymore.